In the summer of 2013, one of the deadliest wildfires in U.S. history killed 19 firefighters from Prescott. The Granite Mountain hotshots were cut off from their escape route, and the shelters they carried could not withstand the fire's heat. Their story is now immortalized in the film Only the Brave, starring Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, and Jennifer Connelly. The movie begins with a hotshots formation and follows the event leading up to the deadly Yarnell Hill fire.
When this thing sweeps over you, it's gonna feel like the end of the world. No matter what happens, no matter what's going on, this Granite Mountain family pulls together.
The film is directed by Joseph Kaczynski and had input from Brendan McDonough, the lone surviving member of that hotshot team, as well as technical advice from Pat McCarty, who also served as a Granite Mountain hotshot until 2010. The show's Kaylee Monahan recently sat down with Joseph and Pat to talk about making the film.
Joseph, you described this movie as something like a war film. Can you tell us a bit more about that idea? Because this film is really unlike any sort of war movie that's out there. The enemy is the fire.
Yeah, exactly. There's no politics in this film, which is another reason why I liked it. It's man versus nature. And, you know, wildfire is a naturally occurring thing. It's actually an important part of the ecosystem of forests.
It's a huge part of the ecosystem. You know, a lot of trees rely on fire to heat the seeds to a certain temperature so they can regrow. So it's really hard to find a bad guy in this movie. Because you're battling something that's so natural and organic that you know you really start to understand that there's not a bad guy. There's just internal and a little bit of external struggle.
Yeah. The only problem is when fire interfaces with places where people live, and that's where you have to stop it, you know,
yeah.
And that's why you need hotshots.
The actors went through a grueling hotshot boot camp. They worked very hard. Was it very similar to what you guys actually do for hotshot training, or did you soften it for the actors?
I think it was a fraction of what they do in real life, but it was a taste. You know, the guys got enough of it that they would be able to kind of create that authenticity on screen, but just a small percentage of what these guys actually go through. But it was important that they experience a little bit of that. And for me, it was really about just getting the guys to bond in a way that was really natural and organic so that on screen, that's not acting. That relationship between the guys was happening when the cameras were rolling and when they weren't.
And as far as the fires in the film, they looked really real and it stuck out to me so much. How much of that was actual practical effects? And how much of that was actual CGI? Because some of those fires looked really intense.
Yeah, most of it I would say was real. Pat gave the guys enough training that they were comfortable to work around real fire in a way that we made sure was safe. They learned how to use drip torches. We had a backlot forest that was designed to burn that we, you know, could control as much as we could. Because it was important to me that this not be a movie that you shoot on a soundstage on green screen. You know, this had to be as authentic as possible. So most of the fire you see is real. We shot real wildfires that were burning in southern New Mexico. And then certainly there are some fires in the movie that were so intense and so powerful that we had to rely on visual effects to kind of give them the scale they needed to have. But most of it is real. Mm. Yeah.
I think it's also important to know that, you know, it didn't just get a little warm for these guys and they back out. You know, there were backpacks that were melted. There were stickers on the back of the helmets that were melted, you know, when these guys were wearing this stuff. And, very rarely did they ever say, oh, that's too hot, I'm not going in there. And we're like, yeah, you're right, it is way too hot.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh was compelled to get as close as he could to try to kind of get that experience on camera. So yeah, he got the closest, I think,
yeah,
of anyone.
For sure.
When his pack
sure.
melted, that was pretty wild.
And for you, Pat, you were there until 2010. And so where were you that day in June when all these events were happening? Were you still in Prescott?
The day it happened, we had just landed out of country on our honeymoon. So the phone started to blow up and, you know, hey, you got to get home, got to get home. We first saw it on CNN when we were just checked into the hotel. It said that, you know, 19 firefighters had died in Prescott. And my first reaction was, it was structure guys, that maybe there was a fire downtown and a bunch of guys went in and maybe the building collapsed. I never would have occurred to me that it would have been the hotshot crew, because being there for as long as I had and knowing the men and the leaders and how well they knew fire, I just never would have expected it to be them. Mm-hmm. So I was completely in shock and taken back. And then once I figured it out, it was devastating to know that it was them. Yeah.
Seeing the film now, seeing your brother's story made into a movie, has this been a healing experience for you?
You know, the whole process was, I would say, looking back on it now, it was quite a healing process. And seeing the film now, you know, when I first got to watch it with Joe in California, it was a great sense of relief, because I really wasn't sure. You know, I was able to be by his side almost every single day for film, and I could see it on the monitor, but I couldn't see what he was seeing as we were filming. You know, I didn't see the pieces coming together. So when I was able to see the film put together, it was a huge sense of relief, because, you know, we had a great opportunity to share with the world who these men really were, and to actually capture that and do it in such a respectful and honorable way, I couldn't be happier.
All right, Joseph, Pat, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
That was the show's Kaylee Monahan speaking with Only the Brave director Joseph Kaczynski and technical advisor Pat McCarty. The movie is now playing in theaters.